On our stage right now, we have Jason Arrigo and Allison Melosha. Hi.
Hi.
Hello to you both. Jason, you run an Apple Genius Bar?
I do.
Okay, so what? Let's talk about those dumb end users. What is the number one question you were asked?
When is the next iPhone coming out?
Really?
That's the number one, and the answer is, of course, we have no idea.
Right.
It's when it hits, and we freak out just like everybody else.
Jason, we both know the answer to that. It's next week. Okay, that is always the answer. Allison, you recently changed careers, but you used to be a health inspector for
yes.
the city of Newark.
Yep.
Okay.
God
right.
bless you.
You're welcome.
Now, I don't want everyone to freak out with how gross things are, but can you give me one little memory?
Well, I did go into a restaurant once, and they wouldn't let me in the basement, and when I, you know, used my ninja skills to break the door down, it turned out they were chopping up your chicken in knee-deep sewage.
Well, but the chicken wasn't touching the sewage, though, right?
No, it was in the bathtub.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Thank you again to all of our Newark listeners. Our next game is called Easy as BCD. In this game, every correct answer will begin with a string of three consecutive letters of the alphabet, like BCD or UVW. Art Chung, puzzle guru, can you please give us an example?
If we said this side dish asks you to combine onion, celery, butter, and breadcrumbs, and then stick it all inside of a turkey, the answer would be stuffing, which begins with the letters S-T-U.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Now, contestants, we're not going to tell you what the string of three consecutive letters are that each answer begins with. You have to figure that out for yourself. This San Francisco company is a manufacturer of premium brownie mixes and dark chocolate bars. Allison.
Ghirardelli.
Correct. See? Not so bad, right? Bernie Mac, D.L. Hewley, and Chris Rock have all done stand-up on this HBO comedy series. Jason.
Def Jam Poetry?
Can you clarify? We'll give you another
Def Jam Comedy Night Hour thing on...
Are you just saying words now, Jason?
No. I've watched this show. It's Def Jam Comedy Night.
We'll take that, Jason.
All right, this is a musical clue. Name this Huey Lewis tune.
We are bound by all the rest, like the same phone number, all the same friends and the same address. Yes, it's true, I am happy to be.
Allison?
Stuck with you.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's the kind of hilarious horseplay and adventures Scooby-Doo and the friends might get into. Allison.
Hijinks.
Hijinks. Is it right? Claiming to be the oldest airline in the world, it's known as Royal Dutch Airlines in English. Jason.
KLM.
KLM, correct. Which, Art, what does that stand for again?
Oh, it stands for Koninklijke Luchtvaart Maatschappij.
I was totally going to pronounce
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I know. I always want to say it, but he's so much better at the Dutch. This is your last clue. Merriam-Webster says the meaning of this word is the action or the process of stating the meaning of a word or a word group. Jason.
Define.
Art Chung?
We'll take that definition we were looking for, yes.
But we'll take define. Well done. All right, Art. How did we do?
It must be the air because we have another tie.
We have another tie.
All right. High five.
Here we go. Name the number one hit by the Jackson 5 that fits this category. Allison.
ABC.
You got it.
She's quick on the buzzer.
Another neck and neck game. Great job, Jason. Allison, you'll be moving on
Thank
to our
you.
Ask Me One More Final Round. Well done. Jonathan, would you like to play something?
I would love to play something. And Afiri, you know I always try to play songs that are thematically linked.
Yes,
to
you're
the
excellent
games
that way.
This song was about letters in the alphabet that are next to each other. This is a Glenn Miller song called Kalamazoo. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal in Kalamazoo. I don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. Years have gone by, my, how she grew. I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo, zoo, zoo. Gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming. Hiya, Mr. Colton. Everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pipperoo. I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
Jonathan Colton.